Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
I have great news. Actually, Alexis Davis, the director of marketing for the League of Chicago Theaters, is the bearer of this great, superb, amazing, fantastic news. Alexis, have I built it up enough?
You did. We are excited to announce that Chicago Theater Week is coming back for its 14th year. Tickets will go on sale on January 6th. And our run for this year of 2026, oh goodness, is February 5th through the 15th.
All right. So before we tell people how to get tickets, let's talk about what really matters. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are from affordable prices ranging from $30 to $15 and even less. We have some performances that have $5 ticket performances.
What?
$5, yes.
That is amazing. All right. So let's talk about how you get those tickets and then how you choose the production you want to see. How does it all work?
All of it can be found via ChicagoTheaterWeek.com, and that's Chicago and then TheaterWeek.com, and you can see who our performing participating shows are, and then you can purchase tickets via the link that is provided on that landing page.
And we are not only talking downtown theaters, are we?
No, we're talking about almost every corner of Chicago. We have shows in the southwest suburbs, in the north suburbs, in the Loop, and in the south suburbs. So there are shows everywhere from north, south, east to west. And in your neighborhood, there is a theater that is participating in Chicago Theater Week.
No matter where you live, unless you live
No matter where you live.
Well, maybe not if you live in Seoul, South Korea. But other than that, yes, there will be. So I want to talk about just some of the productions. So you've got improv, you've got other types of comedy here, and you have, what is The Enormous Crocodile musical?
The Enormous Crocodile is based off of the best-selling book by Mr. Dahl that's about a crocodile that's coming into town. So it's a great kids show that parents and family would love to take their kids during this time off in this season. And so that'd be great for the kiddos. It's a really fun show. It's going to have a lot of puppet work in it. So super excited for that production to go up at Studebaker.
And a little heavier than that is what's happening at the Steppenwolf Theater, celebrating, I think, an anniversary.
Yes, Steppenwolf is celebrating their 50th year, and they have some amazing productions going on in 2026. And so excited for their show that is a complete drama, so a different turnaround from a children's play. That one isn't so suitable for the children, but it is suitable for families who are interested in dramas.
And I think it's called The Dance of the Death or something like that.
It is.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an upbeat Oklahoma musical by any means, but with Steppenwolf, you know, you get the very best. The Goodman also gives us the very best. It's amazing. Theaters like the Steppenwolf and the Goodman are a part of all this, but they are. And the Goodman Theater has a production called Holiday coming up as well.
Yes, and that is actually a adaptation of a 1920s play. And so that's another drama that is very popular that is coming back into our midst in Chicago. And so that's one you don't want to miss as well, featuring some hot names from the 1920s like Cary Grant, Katherine Hepburn.
Well, let's explain. Cary Grant and Katherine Hepburn will not be there in person, but they were in the original, I think, right?
In the original, correct.
Yes. Would be cool if they were there, but kind of weird. So one more, and that's at the Drury Lane. It's called On Your Feet.
Yes, so that one follows the Estefan family and their musical journey. And so that one will be one that you actually can get on your feet. That's a really fun musical that gets everybody involved, and you will be on your feet at Drury Lane in the audience for that show.
All right, so we just named a few. I want to be absolutely clear. There are over 70 plus productions all throughout Chicago and the suburbs. We don't have time to name all of them, but your website, I bet, has them all. And we'll tell you more about how to get tickets. And that website, one more time, Alexis, is?
It's ChicagoTheaterWeek.com. And that's ChicagoTheaterWeek.com.
And she's a champion speller, you can tell. Happy New Year, Alexis.
Happy New Year to you, Steve. Have a great one.
That's Alexis Davis, Director of Marketing of the League of Chicago Theaters.